where the Gemara is asking a provocative question, you know, sort of. One of the things we love so much about learning Gemara is that Gemara is known to ask provocative questions and say, you know, well, what is of greater Kedusha? And obviously the Nafgamina is going to be, you know, Malim Bakodesh Lomaridin for purposes of conversion and sales, etc., base Knesses and base Medrash. Right up until now in the Perek, the Rambam has almost seamlessly integrated the two. Amar of Papi Mishmei the Rava, Ami Beknishta the Be Rabbanan Shari, Me Rabbanan the Beknishta Aser. So basically, the base Medrash is a greater Kedusha, the base Knesset. So Rav Papa Mishmei the Rava Mas the Ibcha. See, Rav Papa had the opposite tradition. Okay, so he had the base Knesset at a higher degree of Kedusha than base Medrash. It's a very provocative thing, you know, like, you know, weighing Talmud Torah. Can I get Kulam against Tefillah and Shades of the Gemara Shabbos Staff Yud? Is, you know, Oskin Bechai Shah, Umevatlim Nechai Olam, Rav and Rav Hamnuna, and Rabbi Yirmi and Rab Zeira, and Rabbi Yirmi has Mat Tefillah Lachud, Mat Torah Lachud. So Amr of Acha, Kavase, the Rav Papi Mistabra, the base Medrash is the higher degree of Kedush. Then Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, base Aknesses Mutala Sosa base Medrash, Shema Mina. The part of the Gemara that interests me the most is, frankly, the continuation of the Gemara. So Darsh Bar Kapar, Ma'ay Dechsev, Yisrav is based, Hashem is based, Melech was called Batei Yerushalayim, Ve'etz called Beis Gadol Saraf, Bo'esh, Beis Hashem, Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaMelech, Elu Paltal Yerush HaMelech, has called Batei Yerushalayim Kimashma'an, residential homes, Ve'etz called Beis Gadol Saraf, Ba'esh, Sir Yochanan, Yishua ben Levi, Chanamar Malkom Shemagadlin Bo Torah, that's what we mean Beis Gadol, place where Torah is elevated, exalted, V'chanamar Malkom Shemagadlin Bo Tefillah. Samanda Mar Torah Tachsev Hashem Chavetz Man Tikto Yagdil Torah V'Yadir Umanda Mar Tefillah Tachsev Sipurna Gedolos Asher Asa Elisha. Okay, this is pasuk in Malachim Beis V'Elisha Da'avad Berachmehu Da'avad. So his gedula was expressed through Tefillah. Tistayim the Rabbi Shua Ben Levi the Amar Malkom Shemegadlin Bo Torah the Amar Rabbi Shua Ben Levi Beis Aknesses Musar Mutal Asoso Beis Hamedrash. Shema Mina, Tosos at the top of the page, Kavasi the Rav Papi Mistabra, Meach Mash Malach Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Vegabi the Rav Yochan, and Midamaisi Rai, the Lach Rav Papi, Mishin the Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Kai Kavase, Afal Gav, the Rav Yochan and Pali Galei, typically we're used to Paskin the Rav Yochanan, especially Machokis Yochan Rish Lakish. Midas it may, here we deviate from protocol, and we assume that Kedushas based Medrash exceeds Kedushas in base Aknesses. But what makes the discussion so fascinating, it's very hard to make an apples-to-apples comparison. Because Shlomi, one of our major themes throughout the Perek, is that the truth of the matter is that a base Medrash, based on the Gemara Brachos and Dav Chas, right, once Abaye heard the Drasha, so he says, I make sure to daven where it is that I learn, right, Matzlina Hecha de Garisna. So a base Medrash is also Makom Tefillah. And our entire premise throughout all of Hilchos Tefillah Perek Yud Aleph is it's not just the bias and mucha on the Tefillah, Bechol Eis HaTefillah, that's its raison d'etre, but in that same halacha, the Rambam says, not only can it be kviyah on Beis HaKnesses, kviyah for Kenias Torah Nevi'im and Ksuvim, because the Kriyas HaTorah Barabim is also a form of Talmud Torah, not only that, but the Torah Shabbat Peh, the Bima, which serves as literally a platform, you'll forgive the pun, for dissemination of Torah, which is what allowed the Rambam, of course, to continue to discuss Beis Knesses and Beis Medrash, you know, for the first half of the Perek, if not more, you know, Bechad Machta. And this is all not surprising in light of which mitzvah the Sefer Mitzvos, where the Rambam says that fundamentally they're part of the same mitzvah, Ula Avda, right? Avdeo B'Torasso, Avdeo Mikdasho, Kenegel Alecha Shamlis Palel. So, and it really is a very fascinating discussion. But in any event, at some point, as we always like to say, the rubber is going to have to meet the road. And let's look at how the Rambam formulates it, and in particular, the context of the Rambam, because context for the Rambam, as we know, is really everything in terms of giving away his perspective. Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Yud Aleph. Now we are in Halacha Yedalin. Mutra lasos beis haknesses beis medrash, hava beis haMedrash, asur lasos beis haknesses, shekidushas beis haMedrash, yisera kidushas beis haknesses, umalin bakodesh vilo maridin. Okay, so he paskins as the Balei Tosfos do, like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, keneged Rabbi Yochanan, like Rav Papi Mishmei the Rava, not Rav Papa Mishmei the Rava. V'chein, keying on that word, Shlomi, b'nei ha'ir shemachru beis haknesses, sheish al nikach b'dabav teva, Machuteva Yeshul Nikach Bidamea Mitpacho Sotik Lesever Torah, Machrin Pasot Mitpacho Sotik, Lokhin Bidamav Chumashim, Machumashim, Lokhin Bidamav Sefer Torah. Okay, so the easiest way to interpret this is, of course, to suggest, well, he's just saying v'chein, because it's all based on the principle of malin b'kodesh v'lo maridin. But I'd like to go a step deeper, and you already see where I'm going with this. That v'chein is not only because the Rambam is reiterating malin b'kodesh v'lo maridin, but more to the point, he's explaining why Kedushas Beis HaMedrash is greater than Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. Because Kedushas Beis HaMedrash is primarily associated, of course, with the Kedusha of Torah. Right, and so, again, that's the perfect time for him to place this halacha, right? In other words, he could have placed it in a very different way, but in explaining why Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, this is my reading, Kedushas Beis HaMedrash is greater than Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, he immediately says, yeah, because Beis HaKnesses, you can sell for all of these things that are in service, they're just Hashmishe Kedusha, Kal V'Chomer, the Sefer Torah. So the Lecha Mishnah is makshe on this, because the Lecha Mishnah says Matanis Aniyim. The Rambam points out you can only sell a Beis HaKnesses for a Pidyon Shruyim, because it's a mitzvah rabbah. So the Lecha Mishnah is miyashiv the kasha by saying that it depends whether or not you have another Beis HaKnesses. If you don't have another Beis HaKnesses, you're not going to sell a Beis HaKnesses for anything, because remember, that was the entire premise of Halacha Aleph, that as soon as you have Hasara Miyisrael, you really need a Beis HaKnesses. If you have multiple Bate Knessios, you can conjoin various kihilos into one Beis HaKnesses for the mitzvah, for you know, acquiring additional Sifrei Torah, etc. Otherwise, the only thing that you would do in terms of sale of Beis Knesses is Pidyon Shavuyim. And again, we discussed that, because the Beis Knesses represents the idea of Yechidim coming together as a Tzibor, so it's highly appropriate that for the mitzvah Pidyon Shavuyim, which of course is Pikuach Nefesh in its own right, but it's a specific quality of Pikuach Nefesh that we're not going to leave people behind. It represents the attitude of a Tzibor, right? That a Tzibor is defined as taking responsibility for all of the Yechidim that comprise it. Okay. Then the Rambam goes on to say, "Avali machru sefer Torah in lochem damel sefer Torah acher shein shem kedusha lamal mikdusha sefer Torah v'chein b'mosara any of the money that's left over." So we are all veterans here of the Shir Psicha this year. The Rambam towards the very end of Hilchos Tefillin Mezuzah sefer Torah says you're not allowed to sell a sefer Torah for another sefer Torah, right? The only, even a sefer Torah yashal nikach bochada. The only two things that you can sell a sefer Torah for, as we're suggesting, are Lisa Isha and Lomo Torah, right? So the point of the matter is, and the Kesef Mishnah points out, that this is an Aveira, right? They shouldn't have actually sold the Sefer Torah, but if you've already sold the Sefer Torah, it's better not to violate another Aveira, namely to buy something of lesser Kedusha. Which leads me to the following Heara, and Shlomi, I'd like you to take the ball with and run with it, because this has not undergone Libun Kol Tzarko, but these are, again, just the thoughts that I have in association with this, and I really hope that you're able to push it further than I have so far. It seems like the din of Malin Makodesh Lomaridin, there might be two dinim involved. One of them is selling a davar sheishbo kedusha altogether. Right? So you're not supposed to do that. Now, if you take the funds and you buy something greater, so then that has a way of mitigating, not just mitigating, but obviating anything that happened improperly. But the act of selling something that has Kedusha is itself problematic. It's just that you can redeem that or correct that by Malin Bakodesh, by purchases of something of greater Kedusha. Then there's a second issue, which is not the sale itself, but if you actively go and purchase something which is of lesser Kedusha, not only have you not corrected the original sale, but now you've really done something wrong with Malin Bakodesh Lo Maridin, you've denigrated the Kedusha. So maybe the middle case where you could say one was violated, not the other, is, you know, buying something b'shavet, right? So you should not have sold the thing originally, but you at least avoid the second aveira of v'lo moridin, right? So you can't be accused of being guilty of moridin, but there may be a fundamental problem that is not redressed right here, and that's why the Kesef Mishnah says there's an aveira. So if we can look at Malin Bakodesh v'lo moridin, there's really two distinct issues. The mechira of davar shebikdush on the one hand, now that issue can be corrected, you know, Nitan leheshavon, if you will, if I could borrow that expression. But then there's a second issue of morid and makodesh. You could obviously have one without the other if you stick at the same level of kedusha. Okay, Bezrat Hashem, we'll hold it up here, and then we'll pick it up from there tomorrow.